Hey everyone, welcome back. I'm always looking for ways to, get my hands on some awesome tech without like breaking the bank. And well, today we're really diving into that head first. We're talking budget smartwatches.
And let me tell you, the stuff we found is really impressive. It's amazing how far these, what do you call them, affordable wearables? Yeah, how far they've come.
Right, like remember when you had to choose between like basic features or spending a ton of money.
Totally. It was like, pick one, your wallet or a decent smartwatch.
Exactly. But now it's a whole new game. So yeah, we're breaking down seven of like the top-rated budget smartwatches out there. Think crazy good battery life, fitness tracking that rival like those big name brands,
Yeah, you know the one.
and even some pretty next level health monitoring features,
Yeah.
all without that that premium price tag.
It really makes you wonder how they do it, you know, like packing in all these features that used to be exclusive to those like super expensive models.
I know, right? Like, take the Amazfit Active, for instance. This little guy, he can track over 60 sport modes. 60.
Seriously.
Yeah. A few years ago, you'd be lucky to find that kind of variety in a watch under like $200.
No kidding.
And don't even get me started on the battery life of some of these bad boys. The Xiaomi Watch 2 can go for, get this, 16 days on a single charge.
Wait, 16 days? Are
Yeah.
you serious?
That's a game changer.
No more of that. Like, oh no, my watch is gonna die before my workout's even over. Panic.
Exactly. It's
Oh.
like freedom. Remember those days when you had to like plan your whole day around your smartwatch's battery life?
Oh, tell me about it. I practically slept with my charger, but now.
Ancient history gone. But, it's not just about the basics anymore.
Oh no, not at all. We were blown away by some of the unexpected features these budget smartwatches are rocking these days. Like, check this out, the Huawei Watch Fit 3, right?
The free
Beautiful AMOLED screen, obviously.
gorgeous.
But here's the kicker. It also has SpO2 monitoring.
Okay, for those who don't know, SpO2 tracking, it measures your blood oxygen levels. We're talking like serious health insights here.
Yeah, it's the kind of thing you used to only find on those like dedicated health
And
trackers.
now it's just casually showing up in these stylish, everyday
Good
smartwatches.
fraction of the
It's
price.
mind-blowing.
Yeah.
And okay, we have to talk about the Amazfit T-Rex too.
Oh yeah, that thing is a beast.
This thing is built like a tank. Rugged design, 10 ATM water resistance.
Hold on, 10 ATM. So we're not just talking like a casual dip in the pool here.
Nope. This thing laughs in the face of water pressure. 10 ATM means it can handle being like 100 meters underwater.
That's insane.
It's hardcore. And get this, on top of all that, it has a potential battery life of up to 24 days.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not. Almost a month on a single charge. Perfect for like those hardcore adventurers who disappear off the grid for like weeks at a time.
It really makes you realize that the line between what a budget smartwatch and a premium one, it's getting blurrier and blurrier.
Totally. Like we're talking features that were once exclusive to those big fancy brands. Now they're readily available at like a fraction of the cost.
It's a beautiful thing.
And let's not forget about all the fitness junkies out there. Garmin, the name that's like synonymous with accurate tracking.
Oh, yeah, they're the gold standard.
They've actually got like two contenders in the budget ring. The Forerunner 165, which is a classic for a reason, known for its like super detailed run tracking and really reliable heart rate monitoring. And it can even estimate your VO2 max.
Oh, wow. So you can really dial in your training.
Exactly. And then if you're looking for something a little sleeker, a little more like minimalist, they have the Garmin Venus Q too.
Oh, yeah, that's a good looking watch.
And don't worry, it's not just a pretty face. It still has built-in GPS, comprehensive health tracking, even a music edition, so you can leave your phone at home during your workout.
Nice. Freedom.
Speaking of working out, though, one thing we did notice in our research is that, like, while most of these budget smartwatches are super accurate for, everyday activities,
Right.
they can be a little, I don't know, a little off sometimes during really intense workouts.
Yeah, especially when you're talking about heart rate monitoring, like with HIA workouts where your heart rate's going up and down like crazy, some of the budget models, they just couldn't quite keep up as precisely as, say, a chest strap monitor.
Right. Those things are intense.
Yeah, so it's definitely a trade-off to think about.
Like, are you okay with maybe sacrificing a little bit of accuracy during those like super sweaty, heart-pounding workouts in exchange for all these amazing features and a much friendlier price tag?
Yeah, that's the question, isn't it? It really highlights how important it is to like know what you need from a smartwatch before you buy one.
Absolutely. Figure out your priorities. So, okay, we've thrown a lot of tech specs and models and stuff at you, but how do you know which one of these smartwatches is, like, the right fit, you know?
Right.
It's kind of like finding a workout buddy. You need one that, like, complements your lifestyle, helps you reach those fitness goals.
Oh, I like that. That's a good analogy. Because there's no one-size-fits-all answer here. It depends. Are you someone who's, like, constantly on the go, always forgetting to charge your devices?
All the time. My old smartwatch dipping below, like, 50%. Cue the anxiety attack.
Right. So imagine you're planning a weekend getaway. Are you really going to want to be tethered to an outlet the whole time, worrying about your watch dying? Not with something like the Amazfit T-Rex 2?
Nope. We're talking almost a month on a single charge, which is bonkers, even for those pricey smartwatches.
Seriously, it's incredible how far battery tech has come, even at this price point. And it's not just the T-Rex. Most of these guys, they can easily power through a week or more without needing a charge.
Which is amazing. That kind of freedom is like a game changer for anyone who has an active lifestyle. But okay, let's go back to those needs and priorities for a sec. So say you're, I don't know, an outdoor enthusiast, always hitting the trails, pushing those limits. What would you recommend for them?
Well, for them, I mean, the T-Rex 2 is kind of a no-brainer. It's got that crazy battery life. We talked about that. Plus, it's rugged. It can handle being submerged in water. The ultimate adventure companion.
And don't forget the dual-band GPS.
Oh, right.
Which, you know, you might think GPS, okay, whatever. Don't all smartwatches have that? But dual-band is different. It means the watch can connect to GPS and GLONASS satellites.
So you get a much more accurate location.
Exactly. Even if you're in, like, dense forest or something. So that's super important for those outdoor adventures. But then what about, like, the data-driven fitness fanatic? The ones tracking every step, analyzing every workout. What about them?
Yeah, for those folks, accuracy is king, right? And that's where, honestly, Garmin really shines. Both the Forerunner 165 and that Venu SQ2, those offer really precise tracking, the kind of data serious athletes need.
Yeah, the Forerunner 165, that one is a classic for a reason. Runners love it. Pace, distance, heart rate. It can even estimate your VO2 max, like you mentioned before.
Yep, all the good stuff.
And then the Venu SQ2, that's a good option for people who want something that looks a little sleeker, you know, a little more stylish, but still with all the bells and whistles.
Oh, yeah. It's got that gorgeous AMOLED screen, full fitness tracking. Plus, they even have that music edition, so you can, like, leave your phone at home while you're working out.
Which is awesome. But, okay, let's talk about the bargain hunters out there. The people who, you know, they want the best possible value without spending a ton.
Right. Who doesn't?
Exactly. So for those folks, it's hard to beat the Amazfit Active and Xiaomi Watch 2.
Yeah.
I mean, the features they're packing in, especially at these prices, is really mind-blowing.
I mean, the Amazfit Active, you get over 60 sports modes on that thing, plus the battery lasts for, like, 2 weeks.
It's insane.
And the Xiaomi Watch 2, it's sleek, minimalist. 16 days of battery life, proof that you don't have to sacrifice, like, design or features to stay within budget.
And they both have, like, color touch screens and heart rate monitoring.
Yeah.
Which, let's be real, those used to be considered premium features.
I know. It's crazy how accessible this stuff is becoming. Speaking of which, there's another thing we need to talk about that I think often gets overlooked when it comes to smartwatches. Water resistance.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Water resistance. That's huge. And it can be a little confusing. So people, listen up. We're not just talking about surviving a little rain shower here. We're talking swimming, showering.
Maybe even going for a dive.
Exactly. And that's where those ATM ratings come in.
Right. So ATM stands for atmospheres. And basically one ATM is equal to the pressure 10 meters underwater.
So if you have a watch with like a 5 ATM rating, it can handle the pressure of being 50 meters underwater.
Yeah.
Which is pretty deep.
Okay.
Okay. So 5 ATM, that's generally good enough if you want to like wear your watch while you're swimming. Right.
Yeah, exactly. Most people, 5 ATM will be plenty.
Right.
But if you're, you know, a serious diver, if you're going deep.
Yeah, like exploring sunken treasure and stuff.
Exactly. Then you'll want a higher rating, like that 10 ATM on the T-Rex 2.
Okay, so that's like peace of mind right there.
Right, knowing it can handle, well, pretty much anything you throw at it.
Exactly. Man, so many things to think about. It's exciting, though. Like, there are so many options now, even if you don't want to spend a fortune, which kind of makes me wonder what's next for budget smartwatches, I mean. Yeah. What does the future hold?
Well, you know, from all the research we did, I think it's safe to say the future's looking pretty bright.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, imagine even longer battery life. We're talking, like, weeks on a single charge, maybe.
Weeks? Seriously?
I mean, they're already making huge strides with battery tech, so it's not crazy to think that we'll be seeing even more power-efficient options soon.
I can get behind that. Weeks on a single charge? I mean, I'd practically forget what a charger even looks like.
Right. It would be amazing. But it's not just about battery life. AI integration, that's another area where I think we're going to see some, like, major, major advancement.
Okay, so, like, what does that look like?
So imagine a smartwatch that not only tracks all your data, but, like, analyzes it for you. And then based on that analysis, it gives you, like, personalized fitness advice. Or even, like, early health insights, all based on your own biometrics.
Well, it's like having a, like, little personal trainer right there on your wrist.
Exactly. No more guessing games. And then on top of that, we're even seeing the very beginnings of, like, seamless smart home connectivity.
Okay, so you're saying my budget smartwatch is going to be able to, like, control my house?
Well, maybe not quite yet, but it's definitely moving in that direction. Even some of these more budget-friendly models, they're starting to offer some basic smart home controls. So, you know, you can control your lights, maybe your thermostat, your music, all from your wrist.
That's really cool.
It is.
So basically, our smartwatches are about to become like our own little personal assistants, keeping us connected, organized, you know, making sure we hit those fitness goals.
Exactly. And again, the main takeaway here is you don't need to spend a fortune to get your hands on some pretty impressive technology these days. I mean, the line between what's budget and what's premium is definitely getting blurrier every day.
For sure. So look, if you've been like hesitant to jump on the smartwatch train because you thought it wasn't in your budget, well, think again. These budget-friendly options we talked about, they're packed with features, they offer incredible value, and honestly, they just go to show you really don't have to sacrifice quality just to save a little cash.
It really all comes back to, you know, what matters to you? What are your priorities? What features can't you live without? Once you know the answers to those questions, well, then you can go out there, you can explore the world of budget smartwatches and find the perfect one.
And hey, who knows? You might even be surprised. You might find that a budget option ticks all your boxes and leaves you with some extra cash to, you know, I don't know, go on an adventure.
There you go. I like the way you think.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into the world of budget smartwatches, everyone. We hope you found it helpful. And until next time.